First off, a few thoughts on safety. To learn throat singing, you're going to be asking your vocal cords and your throat muscles to do things that they're probably not accustomed to doing. So it's only natural to think that it's going to take some time to develop these techniques properly. Throat singing done properly is perfectly fine for the voice. However, in the process of learning, there's a lot of things you can do improperly that can hurt your voice. So the main rule is to take your time and go slow and carefully. One of the first things that happens when your voice gets sore is that the vocal cords swell, which makes continuing to practice fairly pointless. So if at any time your throat is sore, just stop and take a break. While you're trying to learn the various techniques, you may find yourself coughing or hacking a lot, which is also very irritating to your voice, which is another reason to take it slow. If your voice gets sore and you still want to devote some time to throat singing, just take some time to put on a CD, have a nice cup of herbal tea or something to help relax your throat, and just listen to some throat singing and get the sound in your head. Also, when you practice, don't sing any louder than you need to. There's a common tendency to want to really sing loud and harsh, but that's just taxing your voice more than it needs to be. You can sing throat singing very quietly as well as very loudly. And when you're trying to learn, it's best to be singing a little bit on the quieter side. If you liken it to learning to drive a car, when you're learning to drive, if you hit a curb going 5 or 10 miles an hour, it's not a very big deal. But if you hit a curb going 50 or 60, you're going to do some serious damage to the car. Same thing is true for your voice. If you make a mistake while you're singing quietly, then you might cough or hack a little bit, but probably won't be a very big deal. If you make a mistake while you're singing as hard and as loud as you can, you're probably really going to cause your voice to be sore, and you'll just have to stop and maybe even, you know, take a full day off if you're really going at it. So the main rule is to take your time, go slowly, focus on doing things correctly, more so than trying to progress as fast as you can. Because you'll find as you learn to do each step the right way, that will really help you to develop faster anyway, rather than just trying to rush through. So remember, your voice is your friend. You don't want to push it harder than you need to be. Making your voice sore is not going to help anything. To throat sing, you don't need to have a raspy voice. Even though it sounds that way, that's just something that you do with the proper techniques. So your voice should stay healthy and strong, and just be careful as you're learning. And if you're ever in doubt, just take a break.